Hi, this is Kristen Spelitich from Spelitich Family Wine Company. Today I'm here to talk to you about my very own brand, which is called Spell Wine, and introducing you to the 2007 Sangiovese from Lodi County. This particular wine is super close to my heart. I have always wanted to make a Sangiovese. My first real work in the wine industry was working for Sterling Vineyards back in the late 90s, and they had a club wine that they only sold in their tasting room to club members, and it was the Sangiovese. And I always felt like it really changed me as a person professionally in the industry. I loved how food-friendly it was. I loved how you could open it, the light and delicateness of it. I really didn't know much about Sangiovese. So when I was able to make this in 2007, it was a really personal, kind of heartfelt project because Sangiovese has always been one of my favorite varietals. This particular Sangiovese is 91% Sangiovese from Lodi County, 7% Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa, and 2% Cab Franc from Napa. I grew up on my mom's table eating was Super Tuscans, which this would be considered. Her background is huge in European wine, so we always have these amazing Italian and European varietals on our tables. So I wanted to make this a little beefier. Sangiovese as a whole is a much lighter red, very light body, good acid food wine. So I wanted to add a little bit more character to it. This particular wine is amazing with food. It can basically be paired with just about anything, but can also be a really good poolside pool or hot tub pool where it goes on a warmer day or in the evening. It's also a really exceptional, kind of transitional red, which what I like to refer to as transitional, someone that is actually, you know, really trying to educate themselves and maybe working from a predominantly white palate or predominantly white drinking to working into the red, because it's a very subtle, very feminine, but it's got some great structure to it. I also always like to make the recommendation of what specific food you would pair this with. For me, it would be like a prosciutto pizza with arugula on it, and some Asiago cheese, something quick you can put together and just throw in the oven or grab at a local restaurant, because this wine just tastes so good with really salty things. Beef jerky if you're taking a hike, or potentially just crackers and any kind of cheese just works really well. Well, thank you for allowing me to tell you about my wine. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, and thanks for sharing our passion.